there is an example that there's an individual and he's poor. This individual is poor. It's difficult for him to eat and drink, to get by. And some person comes to this individual's home and he says to him that your house, it looks to me, it seems to me, that your forefathers who were before you, they have buried some treasure here. So you should take that treasure out. It would be a lot of benefit for you. So after a while, that guest or that person goes. And that person, the individual who owns the home, who is finding it hard to get by, he didn't pay attention. He thought, oh, he just said something. Where are we going to look for this? And he continues in that state of poverty. And there's nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Very bad state of affairs. So life continues. His offspring, they grow up. And this piece of news reaches to his offspring, his children. And the eldest son, who's a little bit, he's got a bit of wisdom and understanding. He said that this pious elder who said this when he came to our house, he was a pious person. We should trust and believe what he has said. Why would he say wrong to us? And based on his information, he said, I will dig and seek. Maybe some treasure will be found by us. Maybe we'll find something. So he digs, and after digging, he finds the treasure that was mentioned, and he attains that treasure, and he's very happy, and their life, their fortunes change dramatically. Only because the difference was his father or his ancestor before him, he didn't trust that man, that pious elder who came, and those who came after, they trusted that piece of news, that information, and we should look for what he's saying. We should investigate. So sources, a person's sources are significant, very significant. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for the people of Iman, for the people of Iman, the success that Allah Ta'ala has kept in our life, for that, Allah Ta'ala has given us two sources of information, two key pieces of information. One is the Qur'an, and the other is the owner of the Qur'an, Subhanallah, who has given the Qur'an. These are the two sources, Subhanallah. Now, from the blessed statements of the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever came, became hadith. And whatever came through revelation of Allah was Qur'an, Subhanallah. So now, these two sources of information are like treasures for us. And they have no comparison at all that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The example I gave to you of that man who came, the visitor. And he advised, and his father, he didn't trust that pious elder, but his son, his children, they listened and they believed and they dug and they saw the treasure. In the same way, the people of Iman, everyone's got Iman, all are mu'mins and believers. But from amongst the believers, benefit is only taken by those who trust the sources that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala in the Qur'an and in the hadith, everywhere we see Allah Ta'ala has given us treasures upon treasures. All the treasures are present. Everything that a mu'min will attain, he will attain via the Qur'an and the hadith. Subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, if you learn something and seek something and find something, then benefit will only be taken by that person who believes and has yaqeen, subhanallah. And he who doesn't have yaqeen is a waste. So this is the difference. This is the difference that is created in the insan, in the individuals. Now, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not to communicate with us, if he wasn't to tell us about Laylatul Qadr, and if the Quran wasn't to tell us, then would we commemorate Laylatul Qadr? Would we remember it, celebrate it? We wake up all night long, there's this reward and there's this reward in this night and there's this reward. We say this, don't we? Every man knows. Every man knows. So whatever has been told to us, Whatever has been told us by Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person grabs hold of it, implements it. There's this benefit in it, there's this benefit in this. He seeks it, he looks for it, he implements it. Because he has the certainty. In the same way, what we need to do is that our center point, focal point of our life that should be kept, should be based and hinged on these two things. That's it. That what is beneficial for us, what does the Quran tell us about what's beneficial for us? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet say, what's beneficial for us? Just grab hold of those things, and that will be good enough. And then never will a person be distressed, upset, or down. He won't be down in this world, he won't be down in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the points he told us, the explanations he gave to us, are unique, and they're all for our benefit. They are all for our benefit. Now what we need to see, there's a hadith. Let's consider one hadith. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, with ease and simplicity, he stated that the whole universe around us, all of it, the whole universe, all the human beings, all the individuals, all people, and all the life, the reward, the fadl, the grace, the mercy comes from Allah in our lives, doesn't it? Everything comes from Allah. Allah gives everything. Allah, if you give somebody a son, who gives it? Allah. Who gives wealth? Allah. Who closes and seals the wealth or stops the wealth? Allah. Everything's done by Allah. Who gives kingdoms? Allah. Who gives leadership? Allah. Who takes away leadership? Allah. Who gives kingdoms? Allah. These are just sources. Or if somebody came, he took away his kingdom, there was an election, they changed parties. These are all means. But who is behind this? Who's pulling the strings? Allah is pulling the strings. He's behind all of this. So, what should we do? Is look at what's going on in front of our eyes, or look at the means and the source behind that? So, keep your eyes there on what's going on, but have a mind on what, where everything's coming from. Where does illness come from? Allah. Allah sends the illness. Allah gives everything. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all control is happening where? Yes, rewards, grace and mercy, blessings. Somebody gets this, somebody gets that. That I've got a shop and my shop, it runs well. And the other person says, I've got a shop, it doesn't run. Why is there a difference? In one shop runs, the other doesn't. He puts the same stock in, the same goods. They both make effort. One person's business is flourishing, the other's isn't. What we realize is that Allah Ta'ala wants his to flourish and his not to flourish. Subhanallah. If I'm ill, why is he healthy? Why wasn't I given health? Allah Ta'ala wants that you stay ill and he stays healthy. That's it. It's Allah Ta'ala's choice. Allah Ta'ala's decision. So everything that's been distributed in the world, whatever and wherever, that if we look, that the du'as that the Prophet has told us, many du'as, Allah Ta'ala, then the morning when it occurs, you are the Malik, the owner of the world, you are Kibriya, you are Azim, you are greatest, you give your fadl, just Allah give me your fadl, that this day that's coming after the morning, in this day, this is the initiation of the day, and you are aware of everything. Allah, give me barakah in this day. Give me blessings. When Allah, give me, this is a beautiful dua, that this day that's coming after the morning, Allah, it's been distributed or split into three ways. Then when it starts, then Allah, give me this way. In the middle, give me like this. And the final portion of the day, make like this. And the person who is a man doesn't have yaqeen, after reciting this dua, that his day will be split in that same way. Why? Because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his blessed tongue and blessed statement, this dua has come. So subhanAllah, we should follow that track and ask this dua. But we don't ask. We don't request. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that in the morning, do this and say this to Allah. You are the Malik Allah, you are the one who gives everything you have, Allah. I just ask one thing from you, that this day that's coming, that Allah, please split it and distribute it into three ways. The beginning part like this, the middle part like this, and the final part like this. And see then who is upset and distressed through the day. Isn't this the case? Why don't we do this? Because we don't have that certainty. We have the whole plan in our pocket. I'll go here, I'll ask money from here, I'll do work like this. But we won't do those actions that the Prophet ﷺ has given to us as a formula, easy formula. Subhanallah. Think about it. What weakness we have. Why are we zaleel, wretched? Why are we lost? Why are we failing? Why are we wandering around with sadness, distress? Because we don't dig and take out the treasures that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. We just keep on running around after our own efforts. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us clearly. This is something to think about, hear, listen, consider. That how many people believe this? We see for ourselves that there cannot be nothing greater than what the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us as guidance. What a great treasure. He said that, who gives all of this? Allah gives everything. Who gives the kingdoms? Allah gives the kingdoms. Who takes away the kingdom from somebody when the morning arises? Why does the sketch change in the world? Why do the maps change? Why does this person become this or lose this? And it's Allah, the Khaliq, the Creator, who does all of this. He causes everything to occur. So Allah's Nabi said, are you looking around you? Everything Allah is giving, have you ever considered and thought that when Allah is distributing everything, that people get different things. Have you ever considered or thought that in the eyes of Allah, close to Allah, who does Allah Ta'ala give the greatest reward to? What is Allah's greatest reward? SubhanAllah. We have no knowledge, remember, that if Allah has given us a daughter or a son, what is better? We say son is better. No. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, that is better. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. What a great example of Mother Maryam in the Quran. What was asked for, requested, what was given? Allah has given the example in the Quran. So whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, that is the first and foremost. What we desire, that is not correct. Yes, that is not correct. Is this not the case? So why are we upset? For this reason, whatever we want Allah Ta'ala to give us, we don't get it, we're upset. Allah Ta'ala will not give that, Allah will give what He wants, and we get upset and distressed. There is so much cause for happiness that Allah was desiring this, but you gave this, so you have solved my issues, Allah, because your selection is the best. I'm so grateful to you. You've made me successful. And you allowed me to make, otherwise I'd be bumping around from here to there. I'm so satisfied that whatever you give me, I'm happy with that. Isn't that enough? Isn't the distress disappeared? Yes. No, I applied for this occupation, employment, I want this job, I need it. But he's not going to get that job. Because Allah is the one who's going to give, isn't it? If you don't get the job now, then upset and we leave believing in Allah. Astaghfirullah. One brother came. He said, I don't believe in Allah. I said, you mad? What's happened to you? Why don't you? That's it. I was stuck. I was trapped. I had an issue, a problem. Somebody said to me, recite this, recite that. I've tried everything. Recited everything. And here, recently, in our locality, he said, I don't believe. Now, I could have also gone crazy and gone mad and become angry like him, because a person can get angry. But I controlled my passion and I sat him down in the masjid. I said, sit down. I said, brother, is there some reason for not believing in Allah or obeying Allah? What's the reason for this? I said, okay, fine, you don't believe in Allah. So what have you caused for Allah Ta'ala to suffer? No, everyone in this masjid is here believing in Allah, prostrating to Allah, worshipping Allah. So Allah doesn't lose out. Yeah? And so if you think there is no Allah, and if Allah is there, then what will be your hal if you don't believe in Him? So he thought for a while. I said that this is the basis that say to Allah, this is your criteria, that if Allah gives to you, then Allah is there. And if He doesn't give to you, then Allah is not there. And he was very upset and down. This way, I cannot tell you what was the state of his affairs. Extremely upset. Allah Ta'ala had given him this destiny that he had. Khair. I explained to him, tried to cool him down. He said, that's fine what you're saying. I said, look, don't just get to a conclusion like this, do that. I cooled him down, gave him some nasiha. And because if a person leaves believing in Allah, what will happen then? Today, that same individual, subhanAllah, that same individual met me and he was, mashallah, nice feeling and he was embracing me. I said, what's happened? He said, I got that thing that I needed. SubhanAllah. He said, how can I be grateful to you? I said, foolish person, that you haven't got that thing that you wanted. Rather, what Allah Ta'ala has given to you now, alongside that, He's given you many things. Iman, Salah, Dhikr, Sunnah, Quran. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Yeah, that you could have got this on its own, what you wanted before that you were desperate for. You would have got that. It was in your destiny. But all these things that you've got on top of that, you would not attain them that you've got now. That you are fasik, you are an evildoer, munafiq, hypocrite. But now what you're getting on top of that, the bonus, tell me now. Can anything compare? So this is the will of Allah, the decision of Allah. Day and night, the map changes, the sketch changes. Somebody's mad, he's gone crazy, and he's lost hope. No, stay silent. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, amana wa sadaqna. We believe, we accept, we're happy. That's how we should be. Stay silent. Don't challenge Allah. Allah's Nabi says, what is He telling us? That everything you're going to get, you want this. Oh, this kingdom, you read the paper. He's a leader now. He's a king. He's got this business. He's successful. He's got this much money. He's wealthy. And then we look towards our pockets and money. We look at people's faces. If we're in Pakistan, we see this person. If we come here, we see the Queen's face on the notes. These are all faces and appearances. And we look at them and we put them in our pockets. The cash, the notes. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us a beautiful secret. Say Subhanallah. Shall I tell you that? Say Subhanallah. It will be beneficial, very beneficial. If you have yaqeen and certainty, belief. Whoever has belief, put your hands up. Subhanallah. Good. Okay. So we'll see from tomorrow how many people have yaqeen and belief in this point. That what is Allah's Nabi telling us? Subhanallah. He said that, listen, that what you're looking around you, everything around you, shall I tell you something? A formula? This is Allah's Nabi. Yes, yes, please tell us. That the best, the greatest gift and treasure is given to that person who does the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Who remembers Allah. Tap. That's the solution. So if somebody's getting wealth, kingdoms, leadership, land, assets, son, daughter, car. But if that person is getting the dhikr of Allah, he is the greatest. He is the most important. Lofty. And my Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, I remember his statement, Subhanallah, I gave everything of mine for him. He said, Babu, you have no value appreciation. Babu, Tosan, you have no qadr for these things. That what is dhikr? You people don't realize and appreciate. A person who gets dhikr of Allah, he said in his dialect, in his language, the same dhikr that you've got, if you do dhikr, then in this world and the hereafter, you've got the most respect. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Great statement. Grace, today we say Data Ganj Baksh, Hazrat Jweri Sahib Rahimullah, great walis of Allah. We say these names, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib, Hazrat Tanwi Sahib, great names we mention, repeat. Why did they become famous? Why were they well known? From their salah? From the ibadat, worship? From tahajjud? I swear by Allah, just their names, they glowed and sparkled. And asked Haji Sahib, their Sheikh, Haji Sahib. He said himself, they said themselves, their students, that as long as we had not met our Shaykh Rahmatullah, our hand hadn't gone into his hand, then we had all of this knowledge, ilm and knowledge in everything. But nobody, we didn't recognize the true deen, but when we took the hand of the faqir, the whole world recognized us. Before that, nobody used to recognize us or know us, Subhanallah. Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib, they're saying this. Hazrat Saharanpuri Sahib saying this. Great personality, Hazrat Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah saying this. Thousands of books, musannaf, writings. He said, I was nothing before this. These things, the writings, the deen, the ilm. When we became successful and known, I became an alim for this reason. That my shaykh taught me dhikr. Remembrance of Allah. I'm not saying this. The hadith is telling us this, my friends. This is the treasure, the greatest treasure. Yes? So dig and find. As the Sahib said, that your world will become made and you'll be made in the hereafter with the respect supreme. If you look at the respect of the world, yes, that decades have passed, these individuals have passed away, but even today, Hazrat Imam Rabbani Mujaddad al-Afthani, rahmatullah, his name is mentioned, remembered, because he did dhikr. Hazrat Khwaja, we remember him, his name. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah, we remember him because they remembered Allah. Hazrat, the great awliya Allah, the walis of Allah, they are alive. Their names are alive. Whoever's name is alive, that person's alive. Logic. It's clear. That we sat in this country today in this small masjid, we're reciting, remembering their names. Yes? That today in the real world, the real daughter, blood brother, daughter and son, they don't remember the name of the father or mother after they pass away. They don't even go to the grave. They don't even ask. They don't even remember their father's name. Who remembers their grandfather's name or great-grandfather's name? People forget. They forget their mother's name. But Subhanallah, Abdul... So ask any Qadri, who is Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah, ask him the shajra, he'll tell you the whole chain, the tree, spiritual tree. Ask us next Monday, that Hazrat Imam Rabbani Mujaddatani shajra, I'll tell you now his whole shajra, family tree, this many sons, this person who was born at this time, he did this action, and if I don't remember, then I'm not a man. At least this much link a person should have. If you ask me about my sheikh, I'll tell you everything about my sheikh. He cannot be a murid who doesn't know about his sheikh, he cannot be a darvish. That he goes into his depth of his teacher. Details why? Was Allah Ta'ala wants to revive those individuals. Balhayakum, Allah says, you don't know the life I'm giving them, the nourishment, the beautiful life I'm giving them. Even though you think they're dead, they're not have passed away. And for what reason do they get this maqam status? That status, the reason about which the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that this is the greatest reward whoever is given, bestow dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance. Subhanallah. The greatest reward. The person who's given the reward of dhikr, he's got the greatest reward. Amazing. That we can't see these rewards, we don't feel them. Remember, you can't see them, but a person gets everything from the dhikr. Because Allah's Nabi said this, that somebody gets this, somebody gets this, that this is the greatest, Allah gives that person the greatest reward, whoever's given the tawfiq of Allah's dhikr, subhanAllah. Who's given the ability to perform Allah's remembrance. Tell me now. What a great, great reward. And so fortunate and lucky is that person. There are very few. There are very few. So fortunate and lucky is that person that in the morning after Fajr he sits down, he is getting the greatest reward and treasure, and then he leaves the masjid. He leaves with a broad shoulders. He sits to do the dhikr of Allah after Fajr, and then he leaves the masjid. The whole dunya, everything, all the treasures that have been distributed, he's got the greatest reward. That person leaves the masjid after Fajr after doing the dhikr of Allah. Will we do this in the morning, dhikr of Allah? Inshallah, I'm not giving a speech. I'm giving information. The treasure of the Prophet ﷺ, I'm presenting in front of you. The crying will cease. The nonsense will stop. All negatives will stop. I'm giving you today the example of that man. His face was nice and rosy with happiness. I said to him, I told you, didn't I? Whatever you get, you'll get from the due to the dhikr of Allah. SubhanAllah, this is your iman. This is what it should be. So our job and function is, my Hazrat said this, Babu, don't do dhikr for this reason, I'll get X, Y, Z, I want the things of the world. No, don't have this as your underlying reason or motivation. Don't do dhikr for this reason, I'll get this, I'll get a shop, I'll get a business, I'm doing dhikr so I can get the treasures of the world. Don't do dhikr for the sake of dunya. If you want to do dhikr, then do dhikr because you're seeking your beloved Allah. Then Hazrat Sahib said, that keep on looking out for Allah, your beloved, if you find your beloved or not. Whether you find him or not, but don't cease your efforts. Don't reduce your efforts. What a beautiful solution. The friend of Allah, the Wali Allah. His great prescription. He said that don't put the brakes on your efforts. I'm not getting any benefit. We say this to you, I can't see. That feeling from my heart has evaporated. I'm not enjoying. No, this is not the work of the ashik. That if whether you find your beloved or not, Hazrat Sahib used to say this, my sheikh, whether you find your beloved or not, whether you see him or not, whether you find him or not, but keep your seeking continuous and never fall back from that effort. Keep your desire alive whether you find your beloved or not. And these are those people who had experienced physical, my friends. These aren't those people who did drama, showing off to people, collecting people, gathering people and cooking food. And believe me, I'm the peer, I'm the sheikh. No, they came to teach the world lessons. They, subhanAllah, alive themselves and they made other people come to life. They give life, the lease of life to people. So today, tie a knot on this learning of today. In the morning, Allah gives the ability to you. Then how should we initiate our day? With the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. The greatest reward you will have in your hands, the greatest ni'mah treasure will be distributed in the morning. This person's this rich, he's a millionaire, he's a billionaire. The whole dunya Allah Ta'ala is running. If you look at the papers, this man's achieved this, he's attained this. But subhanallah, that person is the person who's attained, who's left with the dhikr of Allah. He is the richest, the wealthiest and the most unique. Subhanallah. So my brothers, dhikr is a great action. Wala dhikr Allahi akbar. Remember Allah, the greatest action is the dhikr of Allah. This is dunya we're living in. People in the dunya, if they remember Allah and what they get, then what will happen in the hereafter? Allah gives respect in both worlds to the dhakir who remembers Allah. The whole world will stand on the day of resurrection, the day of hashr, be the plane of resurrection. Famous hadith, everyone will rise, stand, everybody will be reckoned and accounted for. But one qawm, one nation will rise. They will have thrones that they will sit on. And they will have jewels, rubies, precious pearls, thrones. There where people won't be awake, they'll be fainting. And anbiya, prophets will be seeking the Prophet ﷺ. And they will be sitting on thrones, on great platforms and seats. Not in a normal way. They will be seated in such a great way that nur and light will be instilled onto their seats. That nur that they will take with them from this world, say subhanAllah. What will be that nur, that light? The name of Allah, the light in the name of Allah. So great, so intense is that nur, Allah's name, my brothers. That if you eat three mangoes, your stomach will not absorb. Oh, sure, I only wanted to eat one. I've got a stomachache. I've eaten too much. Isn't this the case? If you eat two chapatis, if you have four chapatis, what will happen? There'll be a burden on your stomach. You won't be able to do the things that you want to do. Subhanallah. But Allah's name, you can do so much dhikr. The light of Allah's name is so great. So great a light. So great a light in Allah's name. Allah's given a heart, such a heart, that heart can absorb the nur, the light of Allah's name. It can digest it, that nur. But you'll be exposed, you'll be made apparent. When will it be made apparent? Visible on the plane of resurrection when you go. Subhanallah. At that time, that nur will come out of your body. In the hadith it's stated there'll be such a nation that when these seats and platforms and thrones will be decorated for them, they'll be seated on those thrones. Then those individuals become such, they'll become such. The whole of the plane of resurrection, people will be looking at them with shock and surprise. Who are these people? These are the ones of deed. They'll be looking at them with surprise, so much surprise and shock. They'll ask each other, who are these people? Are they prophets? Are they siddiqeen? Are they the shuhada? Allah, which nation is this whose faces are shining like the moon on the 14th night? Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. They'll be shocked and surprised, but nobody will be able to tell them who they are. Then eventually Allah Ta'ala will say Himself. Allah will say Himself. That why do you think about these people? These are those people who attain this treasure of my Habib that he mentioned to them, he stated to them. Their morning it would initiate the day with the dhikr of Allah, and their night would close with the dhikr of Allah. They are the dhakireen. I am showing you the maqam now on the plane of resurrection in the hereafter, and the people of the world will be envious of them. If only we had done dhikr of Allah for a while. So all this knowledge has come to us now. Now we need to think that tomorrow, can we say that Allah, we didn't know? Can we say tomorrow? Tell me. Can we? Can a person say they didn't know? Nothing is imprisoned in this world. Nothing is taken away from us. Today, could we have done this? For example, was I to say this to you or the people of Gujaratwala or Gujarat or Medina or in Pakistan? I could have said these things in these other locations. Allah said, wherever I want you to learn and attain, I'll make you alive. I could tell you in Bolton. I could see you in another town and tell you the deen. Allah Ta'ala says, for example, if you look at my case, I got the deen, I learned the deen in this country. I grew the beard here, I wore this libas here, and I attained my sheikh, my guide here. Subhanallah. Yes, and what intention did I come with? Oh, we'll go to the UK, we'll become British, and we'll wear this attire, we'll do wrong actions, we'll run after women, and we'll whistle after them. And what do young people do? 25 years old young man, tell him, go to England, here's some money, put it in his pocket. What will be in his mind? I'll go there, and I'll go to a pub or a bar, and I'll see females who are walking around, I'll look at them. Imagine this, how Allah Ta'ala spreads His deen. That where people go to get spoiled, Allah Ta'ala makes people willies of Allah there. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Yes. So don't come here with this intention, I'm going to be a sinner, it's a simple place, there are wrong people there. No. No. To attain Allah, come here to attain Allah. Wherever you go, you will attain Allah if you want to. Allah will be found. But become the person who wants to find Allah. Today I swear by Allah, a person wherever he's come from, whatever background, whichever country, and if he sits in the night and he's in solitude and he says Allah, and he decides, Allah, I want to find you here, attain you. Allah, make me darvish, correct me here. I swear by Allah, the morning won't come, but Allah Ta'ala will make him the what he wants there and then. Allah will make him a wali there and then. I swear by Allah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala looks at the intention of a person. Allah says, I go along with your desire. Whatever your desire you have and whatever desire you have to get from me, I will give you that. If you ask for such a great thing, Allah says, I made the universe for this purpose. And they're asking from me as well. Because they ask for this, give me this Allah, give me this thing, and give me X, Y, Z. We keep on asking about dunya and world and material things. Anyway, Alhamdulillah. It's a great congratulations to you, and you should congratulate me that Allah Ta'ala has given us this evening. He didn't send us towards some loss. He didn't send us to a pub or make us run after a woman. These things are there openly available to us. Who can ask you for a car, money in your pocket, and touch and say your wife won't know where you've gone? And you can get a hotel room, hire it out, do what you want in the night and meet who you want, and then come back and you'll be asked where you and say, I was listening to the speech of Malala Sahib. They say, oh, mashallah. Yes, I remember a mother. And her son used to sell drugs and he was caught. And his mother, she came, she asked for dua. I said that in the night when he'd go. No. He didn't go in the night. All night long, he used to sit in the masjid. This is what he used to tell them. Tell her. He used to sit in the masjid all night. And after Fajr, he used to go to do the wrong. And she's the mother. All night long, he used to do the bad actions. What was it after Fajr? And if we go and say that, mashallah, wandered around, done everything, we could say whatever we want to our family and deceive them, but way we give everything to Allah, Allah's fadl and His grace. And 2 points, Allah Ta'ala, the walis of Allah, what they say, that whenever from Allah you get the tawfiq ability to do good action, my sons, remember one good thing. Hazrat Sahib used to say this, my sons, remember this, that don't forget one thing, one word he used to teach us, the wali Allah. He said, whenever from Allah you get a treasure of the hereafter, then 2 things you need to do. You should say immediately, Allah, Allah Ta'ala, I've got this due to your mercy and due to the barakah, the blessings of our pious elders, subhanAllah. Not due to my efforts. Remember this all the time. Allah, it's your blessings, it's your rahmah and mercy, and the blessings of my pious elders that I've got this. And a person who doesn't believe in the pious predecessors, what's he going to get? Who doesn't have a link with the wali Allah, who doesn't sit with the pious people, who doesn't come, doesn't have good niyyah, good intention, then is this a life? That today, if you don't have a link, an attachment with a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, then make that connection with an honest heart, with a clean heart, and make that intention that I have the connection with the wali Allah so I can attain lawlessness. And number two, in the morning and in the evening, these are the 2 times, the periods to pass with the dhikr of Allah. And split your day so that you do this. Allah has given a program, a schedule, timetable. That Allah says morning and evening is the time for you to have the to do my dhikr. Allah says, even if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you sit down. But how should you spend that time morning and evening? With the dhikr of Allah. And when people have this love and desire in this country, in this locality, despite all the barriers, subhanAllah, I haven't seen anybody who loses out. That, for example, apart from our Khanka, I haven't seen anywhere morning and evening with regularity, punctually, big gatherings, halakas, morning and evening. They are taking place, the gatherings of Allah's dhikr. I haven't seen it anywhere else in this country. Impossible, really, but it's happening. Yes, if you go to Islamic country, you won't see this. Muslim country, you won't see this. But here Allah Ta'ala has allowed this to happen because Allah Ta'ala follows the niyyah, the intention of people. That's it. So we need to ground into it. If you put the sugar somewhere, Allah will send the flies there. With the honey, then the flies and the bees will come there. Isn't it? Yes. So if you recite Allah's name and sit down, people will gather automatically. Automatically they'll gather. Who knew me here before? Did anyone? Yes. And I'm telling you now the miracle of my Shaykh. Did anyone know me here before? Was there any relative, uncle, auntie? I just came to study. I had no relatives, no connections, no links. I didn't know anybody. Now different people are sat here. Different backgrounds, different countries, different languages, different faces, and different religions as a background. They left their own, their different religions, and they're sitting here now. In Allah's dhikr. Why they sat here? Everyone has one common factor. Allah's name. Allah has put them together. That's it. So this is how Allah Ta'ala makes a person successful in society. Alhamdulillah. So brothers, barakah, blessings of Allah. And how can a person progress? So there are 2 things that we realize today. Number one, that the best reward in the morning, if we want to attain it, you'll get it by doing dhikr of Allah. And He takes the greatest things, sultanate, kingdoms, He'll get everything. Everything. And alhamdulillah, then He becomes wealthy, the wealthiest of all. And if after that you have desires of the world that are not completed, then why are you upset? He says, I've got the greatest asset. So why do I need to run after dunya? That person says, I've got a BMW. After that, if I don't get a Skoda or a Toyota, then would I be upset? No problem if somebody else has got it. No problem because I've got the Mercedes. Yes? So if Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is attained by someone, why should he be upset and down and distressed and sad? Or if he doesn't get that job, he says, no problem, I've got the dhikr of Allah. Why should I be upset? I don't need to be sad. I don't need this job. And his day will pass nicely and smoothly. He won't even look towards the things of the dunya. He won't even ask a second time. He's not worried, I've got what I needed, the greatest treasure in the morning. SubhanAllah. So my brothers, dhikr of Allah, grab hold of it. Do the dhikr of Allah. Life is short, temporary. May Allah give us all the tawfiq and ability. Ameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي
وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَعَدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَزُرِّيَّتِهِمْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَّجِيدٌ وَسَلِّمْ تَسْلِيمًا دَائِمًا أَبَدًا كَثِيرًا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا ايها يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم اغفنا في بدني اللهم اغفنا في سمي اللهم اغفنا في بصري اللهم اغفنا في بصري اللهم اغفنا في بصري ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا 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 وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.